Now, last year, we brought Berit Kayler in. You having a drink there, Berit?
Yes, I'm sorry I
Don't
am.
Mind me. I'm trying to do the big build-up.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, we'll start again. right, look.
Minster FM, right? When they give you a Coke, you have to be a huge star before they give you ice in it. Mm. You've never had ice in your Coke, have you?
No, I haven't. I'm going to do the big build-up.
Because you're stap.
I'm going to do the
you're
big...
You're just stap.
I'm going to do the big build-up.
All right.
Look,
all right.
We are now joined by York Royalty, the longest standing running panto dame in the world ever.
Planet. Universe.
Can you substantiate that? Because that'll add a lot of Ofcom on my back.
Well, I mean,
no one's argued against it.
No one has actually, I don't know where that came from, really. But I'm supposed to be the longest reigning.
Longest reigning?
The longest serving dame in the country. But, you know...
We think that's right.
There'll always be some little freak somewhere who's done about 50 or something like that.
How many have you done now?
Hmm?
How many have you done?
Oh, who cares?
What's happening this year, then?
It's my 37th, and I've departed from the Theatre Royal.
Well, everybody has.
Yeah, I've taken everybody with me, though.
Yeah. Did you say, I've had enough of this?
The staff, the crew,
I've walked out.
When I did last year's pantomime, I said, this building looks like a building site. It's a site for sore eyes. I'm not having it. I'm moving. And I've kept my word.
And you found the best, the most glamorous theatre you could.
Absolutely. None of this brick stuff, love.
No.
No. Good, healthy canvas.
Nice outside air.
Yes. It is interior canvas. The main thing is to make all the public who come and see us really, really comfortable and happy and joyous.
Well, you know when you got the phone call this year when you were in the home and they rang you up and they said, they said, come on out of retirement again.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, no.
No.
And he went, but I just happen to have this script here for Dick Whittington and his meerkat.
Yeah.
All right, we could throw that together.
Well,
at that point, where was the panto going to be?
I sort of live on a green, and
it's a very nice retirement village.
The neighbours are rather chuffed, really. About midday, I have my rocking chair. Some people have solar systems on their roof. I have my rocking chair. And I sit there, you know, and wish them all a happy Christmas. Hello, I'll be back
in July.
This year. Oh, April onwards, any time of the year, just sitting there. And then they wheel me out once a year, just like Santa Claus.
But when they rang here... Where was the play going to be? Where was the panto going to be when you wrote the script?
In the Theatre Royal.
And then somebody had to break the news.
Yeah, it was a management con trick. They conned me. I mean it.
Do you think they had a big meeting about who's going to tell him?
How to get rid of him.
How are you going
to
tell him?
How to get rid of him.
Is that what it was?
We can
offload him.
Yeah, we'll knock the theatre to bits so he
He'll
can't
never
get
come
in.
Back.
Grand Opera House won't have me.
No.
No. Barbican Centre won't have me.
No. They're having me.
What, the Barbie?
Yeah,
I'm
Buccaneer Bob. I mean, I don't want to cause a rivalry here.
No,
I'm Buccaneer Bob.
Yeah,
an ice skating pirate radio DJ.
Ah, was that my idea?
It might have been.
Yeah.
Apparently, the best bit of Buccaneer Bob.
If it's good, it's my idea.
Is I have to interview one of the ice skaters.
Yeah.
And he's a Russian fella.
Yeah.
And he can't speak any English. So anything I say to him, he just knows what the next line is to say back. I could say apples, oranges, bananas, and he'd say the right thing.
Oh, I wonder, he doesn't know
what I say to him. But I can't skate, so it could all go horribly wrong. Anyway, we better not talk about that.
Well, no, but I'm quite interested. Is it on ice, then?
Apparently.
In Barbican Centre?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Mm.
Oh.
End of December. What can you do in there? Because, like, when walks behind you, you can't go there behind you, because you've got 500 people behind you.
You have 500 people either side of you, along this railway track. And, yes, so when you say he's behind you, they're always behind you, because you go, he's behind you. Oh, you've done. Oh. And then that side of the audience is... It is a weird... It's a unique one-off and it will never be repeated because, you know, no one, and this is, it's true, this is a world first to produce a pantomime on a Traverse stage. No one has done it.
When you say it'll never happen again,
yeah,
what happens if the building works overrun? Because you know what builders can be like.
The thing is that I have to say, you know, although I've been saying I'm sort of in semi-retirement, I only come out to do the old dam, I did spend the last 3 months on the York Theatre Royal roof because Damien Cruden, that artistic director who I've taught everything, tricked me. He said, do you want to do a musical? And I said, yeah, I wouldn't mind that, Pat. Yeah, he said, while the theatre's gone, he says, I said, a musical, is it? He said, yeah, yeah. He said, it's Fiddler on the Roof. Fiddler on the Roof. So he said, the thing is that we're going to rehearse it on top of the Theatre Royal Roof. Well, I climbed up the scaffolding, right, with me fiddle, and nobody turned up. Nobody turned up. And then I tried to get down. They'd removed the scaffolding. He'd heard that I was a builder once, and he just conned me into fixing that whole roof my own. And he said, I've changed the title from Fiddler on the Roof to Tyler on the Roof.
We better do the plug.
I do everything as well.
Why should people come to see the show? What? Is it just because you've got a lot of extra seats this year?
No, it's because we're there. And everybody has to be somewhere, don't they?
They do. Be honest.
If you're going to be somewhere, why not be at the Signal Box Theatre, at the National Railway Museum? Why not?
There's a bar.
Yeah, and if you don't like pantomime, you've got the choo-choo trains to look at. And if you don't like choo-choo trains, you've got a pantomime to look at. It's marvellous.
When's it start?
The earth will move for everybody, I assure you, when we open. 10th of December. Close on the 25th of January.
You are not counting down at all.
24th of January.
24th. Oh. You've had it. It's cut down already.
Somebody from our publicity office is in the corner there.
Hang on. Apparently it's 13th now. It's cut down even more. Phone's ringing.
Has he cancelled again?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They've added another 1,000 seats in for you.
Have they really?
No.
Anyway. They don't do very much for me.
Anyway, I think we've sort of promoted the show, haven't we?
I think we have, Pet. We've done a lot with your show. When do you open?
23rd of December.
When do you close? 24th?
3rd of January.
Long run.
There's two of us. Ben from The Breakfast Show is doing half of it, and I'm doing the other half.
Ben's great.
Yeah, no, isn't he? Pirate's dreadful.
Is he?
Yeah, he sounds like a parrot.
He's hung like a parrot.
Like a parrot. He goes, ah! Arr, Jim Man! Like that.
How do you get hung like a parrot from that?
I didn't say
You did say, didn't he? He said hung like a parrot.
Sounds like a parrot.
Where are you from?
Here.
No, on the planet.
Where? York.
Are you?
Yeah.
Hung like a parrot.
No.
It's a bit much. I mean, you know, just hanging. Hanging like a parrot.
Do you remember when you came last year and we forgot to do the news and the
great,
weather?
Oh, wasn't it? Yeah. I came in to do a live show. He said, whoever you are, just come in, do 2 minutes. We were there all morning, weren't we?
Yeah.
We forgot to play the adverts.
Do you think we better play some adverts now?
Yeah, you can do. Yeah, is the weatherman going to pop in? Because I have to do the weather, you know, as well.
He don't work here anymore. He doesn't work here anymore.
Did I get him the sack?
You did. Anyway. We need to move on.
All right, darling.
Because you've got a car to catch.
Yes, sweetheart.
So, the Theatre Royal.
I love you.
The Theatre Royal, not the Theatre Royal.
And I mean, I seriously do have a big thing about you. Mm-hmm. All right.
When you're wearing the dress, say it again.
I am wearing the front. I am the front. Yeah. Anyway, I can't wait to see you again next year. No doubt you'll still be here because...
No one else.
Nobody
will,
else in the world will.
No, not even the BBC in Doncaster.
Could possibly. Employer.
No. Listen, we need to play some adverts, but this has been one big advert for we're not sure what, but Dick Whittington and his meerkat at the Theatre Royal that's not the Theatre Royal.
Signal Box Theatre, apparently. Theatre. At the National Railway Museum.
Under canvas.
Under canvas.
But it is heated.